Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
You know, a couple months ago, I put out a request for voicemails on social media. I asked people this question. I said, is there anything that you would want me to ask a hyperdimensional, all-knowing dream being?
I know you don't think it's safe, but it's what we have to do.
But Mama, he could be anybody. Do you know where we are right now? What happened here?
I know, baby. But if Brother Bartholomew says we trust him, we trust him.
I was walking down the street with a friend admiring Salem in the throes of Halloween when we stumbled on a woman selling necklaces. This beautiful Capricorn necklace caught my eye. I bought the necklace off the woman and she took my money with a small smile and a wink. I put it on immediately. When my friend and I rounded the corner to go back, the woman and her setup had vanished.
On this special Halloween edition of Start Here, get set for chilling samples from these three scary podcasts. Here Be Monsters, Old Gods of Appalachia, and That's Why We Drink. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. On this special episode, we focus on the spooky, the frightening, the macabre podcasts that feel so appropriate for this week. And our first featured podcast today is Here Be Monsters. Just beginning its 9th season, Here Be Monsters will mesmerize you with how weird life can be. Host Jeff Entman guides you through real stories told by real people. Think This American Life for the uncomfortable or uncanny within us. Here's a taste of Here Be Monsters from the 9th season. In the episode, Jeff becomes a dream advice columnist attempting to ask his subconscious questions listeners pose to him.
You know, a couple months ago, I put out a request for voicemails on social media. I asked people this question. I said, is there anything that you would want me to ask a hyperdimensional, all-knowing dream being? And I do hope that the kind people who responded and called in knew that I was being a bit hyperbolic. I would hope so. You know, I'm not sure if I actually believe in hyperdimensional dream beings. But the idea was that I was kind of wondering if I could kind of, you know, ask questions that other people want to know to my subconscious. You know what I mean? And back when I was a teenager, I got, you know, up to my neck in this AM radio show called Coast to Coast. And it's a show that's largely about like the supernatural, largely about ghosts and aliens and stuff like that. And I was into that too, but every now and then they would have just a very different kind of left field show where the guest would come on and talk about something that was just truly interesting. And I remember this episode must have been from like 2006 or 7. This episode where this guy came on and talked about lucid dreaming. And I had never heard of lucid dreaming before. That was an entirely new concept to me. And you know, there's this misconception, I think, about dreaming sometimes that a lucid dream is a dream that you're in control of. But that's not actually the case. You're actually in control of a lot of the dreams you have. A lucid dream is actually a dream where you become self-aware, right? Like, you can have lucid dreams where you're in control of the dream. And you can have non-lucid dreams where you're not in control of the dream. You know, you can have anything in that like 2x2 matrix, you know, of agency and lucidity. So yeah, I just never thought about dreaming in that capacity before, this idea of becoming self-aware. And he was saying, you know, it was fun, right? Because you could go and you could do all the things that you weren't supposed to do. You could do all the fun things, right? But then there's a second level of lucid dreaming where you could like conjure, and he would say he would do this, right? He would conjure beings around him, these kind of spiritual beings that he could ask questions to, questions that involved parts of himself that he was otherwise unable to access, right? You know, that kind of voice that you have deep inside yourself that tells you things that are true, not necessarily the things that are convenient, which is generally how we think in the living world, or maybe I should speak for myself. That's generally how I think in the waking world.
Our first featured Fear and the Unknown podcast, Here Be Monsters, for a compendium of unsettling, unusual, beautiful, and sometimes dark things in our lives. Check out Here Be Monsters on the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/start-here-collections. Set against the mountains of central Appalachia, this podcast, Old Gods of Appalachia, conjures the eldritch ghost hunting of the folks living in the hills and hollers of eastern Ohio and Kentucky. In each episode, host Steve Schell reveals nightmarish tales from this untamable wilderness. Each episode stands as a tale by itself, but the series is actually an anthology of stories with a tapestry woven through. Try out this sample from the episode called The Dead Queen.
I know you don't think it's safe, but it's what we have to do.
But Mama, he could be anybody. Do you know where we are right now? What happened here?
I know, baby. But if Brother Bartholomew says we trust him, we trust him.
Nina rolled her eyes in disbelief that her mama was operating on the word of some stranger who just turned up on the porch on her birthday and told her she needed to go down to Tennessee to fight monsters or some such nonsense.
We can ask somebody to speak for him if that makes you feel better.
Mama, you've been traveling all day. You're tired. You don't need to be doing no...
Marigold Underwood ignored her daughter and stepped forward, looking Melvin Blevins up and down.
My, my. They make them big down in Tennessee, don't they? There's plenty that would speak for this man, I believe.
Ma'am? Melvin was thoroughly off balance by now.
Wait, Mama. I'll do it.
Nonsense, baby. Here, you take one hand. I'll take the other. And we'll both see. Mr. Blevins, would you allow us to hold your hands, please?
Melvin, well acquainted with the things that could happen when someone who moved in the same circles as the Walker women asked permission to touch you, gingerly extended his enormous paws with barely a tremor and only a moment's hesitation. Marigold Underwood wrapped her fine bone fingers around his left hand as her daughter did the same with his right. The two women exchanged a look of mutual understanding, then joined their free hands together, closing the circuit among the three of them. The air seemed to sing with a gentle tension. Marigold and Nina both bowed their heads. Ma'am? Who is supposed to vouch for me? I don't know anybody around.
You know plenty of people here, Mr. Blevins. They're always with you. If they'll speak for you, we'll be just fine.
I'm sorry, y'all. I just don't under...
The dead, Mr. Blevins. The dead can't lie to us. Hush now.
From the hills and hollers, the terrifying tales of old gods of Appalachia. Available now from the Start Here menu at wvxu.org. Just click on podcasts. On to our final spooky selection of this special episode of Start Here, we turn to our local creator spotlight. When Cincinnatian Christine Schieffer moved to LA a few years ago, she and a friend decided to celebrate their love of podcasting by starting one themselves. That's when the paranormal true crime comedy podcast That's Why We Drink was born. Clifton native Christine teamed up with co-host M. Schultz with the simple idea, we always stay up until 3 a.m. talking about creepy stuff anyway. Why don't we try recording it? And that's the origin story of That's Why We Drink. Now on to a sample taste of this very successful podcast. From the episode Listener Stories Volume 60, Christine and Em share a listener letter about a very weird Halloween purchase.
Moving into my personal story, I grew up in the suburbs of Boston by Salem, Mass. That sounds about right. My teachers in high school always found excuses for us to take field trips to Salem. Oh, I'm so jealous. And one particular instance my junior year involved my art class visiting the Peabody Art Museum. I've always loved Salem, so of course I jumped at the opportunity to go again, especially because we were scheduled to go the week before Halloween. I was walking down the street with a friend admiring Salem in the throes of Halloween when we stumbled on a woman selling necklaces. She had a huge setup of different types, but this beautiful Capricorn necklace caught my eye. It was a small pendant on a simple black string. I bought the necklace off the woman and she took my money with a small smile and a wink. I put it on immediately. When my friend and I rounded the corner to go back, the woman and her setup had vanished.
What? Also, I'm loving that she winked when she gave it to you. Like, you know what to do with this. Like,
yeah.
Put it on. Around your neck.
Wear it to show you other people.
I don't have to. You do the rest. But okay, so creepy that she's just gone. So creepy. Now. Yikes.
And she says, it wasn't a small table. It was a full metal contraption with hundreds of jewelry pieces that stretched at least 10 feet that had somehow dissipated.
Oh,
what
shit.
The fuck? Confused, we looked around a few streets on either side and found nothing. I apologized to the friend and said I must have misremembered, but we quickly forgot about it and went on with the trip. Fast forward to months later, I still haven't taken the necklace off. I loved that necklace. I unapologetically wore it with everything and literally planned outfits around it. I even traveled to 3 different countries with it. One day, the necklace disappeared.
I feel like there was something magical about the necklace, like, oh, it's only meant to be with you a certain amount of
for
time.
For a certain period of time.
It will know when it's meant to move on to someone else, something else.
Wink. You know. I unapologetically, blah, 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 3 different countries. One day, the necklace disappeared. I couldn't find it anywhere, and I ripped apart my house and traced my steps through school, work, my car, anything. That's sad. In those few weeks, I did not have the necklace. I felt naked, and weirdly, I felt followed.
Oh, I don't like that.
Doors would slam behind me wherever I went with no one around. Things kept banging in my closet late at night, always after midnight, and when I checked them out, nothing had fallen off the hangers or moved. My dog refused to hang around me, and I got extremely sick. Like never in school, doctors were confused, ravaged my immune system, and triggered my horrible genetic anxiety and depression to rear their ugly heads type of sick.
Jeez.
After months and months of this, I finally was in a deep, immobilizing sleep when something in me went on high alert. Out of my sleep, I shot straight up in bed like my waist was on a hinge and grabbed my hand out into the dark and snatched my missing necklace out of thin air.
What?
I was frozen like that until I fully woke up and realized what had just happened. Weirdly, I wasn't scared, though. I remember putting the necklace on the bedside table and falling back asleep. In the morning, I looked over and my necklace was there, proving I hadn't dreamt it. And most insanely, all of the freaky hauntings and presences that had been following me vanished. I got better and never knew why I'd been sick, and everything went back to normal. Everyone around me was freaked out by the necklace story, but in retelling it, I always felt calm about it. Aww. I now believe it was somehow protecting me in a weird way and came into my life when I needed it. I still have it in a little... Oh, I have goose cam. I still have it in a little box that sits on my dresser and always will think of that woman from Salem who disappeared after she sold it to me.
From our local creator, Christine Schieffer, and her co-host, M. Schultz. That's a sample of the podcast, That's Why We Drink, in our local podcast spotlight on this special Halloween edition of Start Here. Check out all the podcasts now on the Start Here Collections page at wvxu.org/starthere. Before we end today, let's take a quick look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are bubbling up, as presented by iTunesCharts.net. Along with the continued popularity over the podcast Over My Dead Body, a podcast of note recently cracked the top 10 on the charts. It's called The Huberman Lab. Dr. Andrew Huberman is a tenured professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford. His laboratory studies neural regeneration, neuroplasticity, and brain states like stress, focus, fear, and optimal performance. And the Huberman Lab podcast discusses neuroscience by how our brain and its connections with the organs of our body controls our perceptions, our behaviors, and our health. It's a fascinating podcast with lots of powerful information and insight. That's the Huberman Lab podcast, top 10 on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about the Huberman Lab or the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.